You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. I have Amanda Shea with me.
Yo, yo.
What's happening?
What's going on?
What's up with you?
I'm chilling.
You sound like you're out of breath. You're out of voice, I guess.
I mean, I just ran up like 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. And I'm just coming from Zoomix, so shout out Cliff Notes, because he was just interviewed by Project Method on their show, The Lost Boys, over there at Zoomix Radio, and we were just kicking it for a second before I came here, so.
That's what's up. Shout out Cliff.
Yes.
Always.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Icy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yes, very icy. I worked as a Lyft driver, as everybody knows I moonlight as. That's how I pay my bills. But yeah, I worked, and it was pretty brutal. But I am grateful that I was able to test out the Chevy and the snow.
Because,
like, you never know how good your car is until it snows.
Legit. It did all right?
It did really well. Like, it's not great, but it did pretty well. I'm a Honda chick, so yeah, definitely there's a difference for sure.
Slight.
A slight difference.
Are you team Chevy now, though?
I'm team anything that can get me from A to B.
Okay.
I don't care what it looks like. It could be a beater, it could be classic 69, could be 2008. It don't matter. As long as it has wheels and it's faster than my legs and I can avoid public transportation as much as possible, we good.
That's what's up.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Good. I kind of was thinking you might say some musical stuff because I know you were doing music all weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's always musical stuff. So I've been gone since last week. I wasn't here, which I wish I was, because I was definitely tuned in, and I definitely would have loved to, like, talk to Frank. But, yeah, between last week and this weekend, it's been nuts. There was the lab show over in Everett at Funk Phenomena. That was absolutely bananas. I also went to the brunch with Key, which was absolutely beautiful. Where else did I go? Oh my gosh. I went to Density, which is an open mic.
Shout out Michelle La Poetica.
That was our first time meeting.
Yeah.
Like, we've been like internet pals for a while, but that was our first time like in person. What a powerhouse.
She's great.
She's amazing. So I was on the North Shore. And then that Density is every Monday, which was amazing. Vibes was last night, which was really amazing. But before I even get into that, where else was I? Where else was I? I know I was at... Oh, Red Shade's album EP release was super dope. First of all, I love every single track. I feel very invested and very inspired by this project, because I feel like this was the first time I really even got to know who Red Shades was as an artist. So that was really beautiful. Also, like, just the type of topics she talks about and the level of bars that she has is just phenomenal. So it was a really good night. And then... I don't know. I went a lot of places. I did a lot of things.
Yeah,
I went a lot
of
places.
Definitely.
Sorry if I forgot anybody, but...
Nah, that's cool.
I love all y'all.
Yeah, no. And I'm glad Vibes was good. I heard the 1-year anniversary of the Mad Music Mill was...
Sunday.
Beautiful as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and if you're at these events, if people out there at these events, feel free to tag us at LFOD Life. We'll share that, and then we can sort of boost the signal on the event. But even better than that, other people can link up with you and see where you're at, and y'all can all meet each other, because if you're vibing with what we're doing, you're probably vibing with what other people that are vibing with us are vibing with, and boom, we just increase the vibe.
Speaking of which, I was at an event a couple of nights ago in Framingham. It was actually the night that the snow came, because I was like, we're really going to do this. But I had went out there with a few of my friends, Nye and Sapphire Soul, and it was for Maestro Soul's open mic in Framingham, and nobody was from Framingham, ironically enough. Everybody was like from Worcester or Boston, like everybody traveled there, and that energy was crazy, and it really made me appreciate the fact that just venturing out of like our inner city is like super important. So like when we have people up here who are just from everywhere, it's just to like basically co-sign like what you just said as far as like hashtagging you, because you never know, like we're interviewing people from everywhere. It's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Look who just snuck in.
Hey, surprise.
AKA Ball in the building.
I'm a little sad that your breath doesn't sound like mine when you came in here, because I know you just flew up 3 flights of stairs too.
I did. I had to do it slowly. I hurt my foot a little today.
Oh, man.
On what? Shoveling?
No, wearing boots. I don't know. I guess they're kind of heavy and they were like pressing up. Something weird.
Are they new?
Are they new? Right.
No,
are they new?
Very old.
You need new shoes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time.
Take care of your feet.
I've been doing some Timberland shopping.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Another quality New Hampshire brand.
Cool.
Stratum. Anyway, so, yo, we have YM Prop in the building.
Hey.
He's a Boston rapper. Europe Nation, King's Language 2 out now. He said he was coming with some bars today, so I'm excited for that. It's actually how we linked up with him. I knew his manager, I knew Millie, and she was like, hey, when are you going to have wine on? When are you going to have prop on? When are you going to have prop on? I was like, yeah, definitely. And I met him, and he was like, when are you going to let me in that cypher? And I was like, oh, man, it's only people who are already on. He's like, I'm going to tear it apart. When are you going to let me in that cypher? I was like, all right, well, we're going to have to get you in.
Yeah,
I saw him again. He was like, I'm like, now you have extra bars? He's like, I was like, all right, man. So, and then we set it up finally. So it's been a long time coming. Excited to hear what he's got for us.
Yeah.
Last week's episode is up now. Frank Knight, shout out him. NZA, Joe Grizzly, DJ Black Action, Stay New England Hip Hop, Tony White, Women in Hip Hop, Billy Dean Thomas, and more. Those are all up on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, LFODradio.com, wherever. This one will be up tomorrow. You can subscribe, though, and you'll get it right away. Otherwise, you get it when I post it. And those extra bars we're talking about are online as well. Hashtag extra bars. Let us know if you're tuned in at LFODRadio, _ if you're on Twitter. Shout out Jeff Allen. He's always tuning in, letting us know.
Hey, hi, Jeff.
And if you are an artist, we do not have a guest next week. We are going to play music. Submissions at LFODRadio.com. Clean Records.
That's .com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. See, that's why we have you here.
Just throwing in my 2 bits.
And shout out to Tia one time. She couldn't be with us tonight.
Hey, Tia.
She got set up by, we won't get into it, but she ended up getting held up and she could not make it tonight. She'll be back next week, older and wiser, throwing down this weekend.
Indeed.
Tia's birthday.
Happy birthday, Tia.
It's this week?
Yeah.
Hey, what day?
Saturday.
Oh my gosh, Aquarius Nation.
You didn't
gang,
get the invite?
Gang. I did get the invite. I did get the invite.
Tia, you didn't make it into her calendar though, but she definitely cares about you.
I know, listen, today was supposed to be a calendar management day.
I've seen your calendar. I've been with you when it starts going off and you're like, oh.
Don't put me on.
No, it's good. It's good that, you know, we're about transparency here.
Yes, transparency all 2019. I'm glad you said that.
Reality. With that being said, we're going to get into the new one from MDOT, Large Professor, Elzai, and Razkaz. This one is called Reganomics. Shout out to DubMD for getting me this record early, before MDOT even knew it was out, and getting me the clean, because he's been really going hard trying to get clean records from these artists. And he managed to grab this one. So you are tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. When we come back, we'll be live with YN Prop.
written, but was never told. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. Fear was written, but was never told. Making money, smoking mics like. Making money smoking mics like. It all stemmed from Reaganomics. That's breaking eggs to make some regular omelets. Reporting overdoses by rich kids who beg for comics while their parents marvel at the DC propaganda. With Nancy Reagan, LA's top commander, that's when Buster Douglas dropped Evander Holyfield. There was a time that white America thought drugs only killed the black folks or made them some funny money. I ain't trying to crack jokes. Some addicts they serve could eject their Cadillac spokes and Brohams. No after school programs. It's crazy how them snow grams funny hip hop in the park show jams. Saw Reaganomics. Tear was written, but was tear was written, but was never told.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Tear was written, but was tear was written, but was never told.
Making money, smoking mics like.
Ronnie was a cowboy, California resident, governor flew this over, Hollywood actor turned president. To Republicans, he heaven sent. The war on drugs, immigrants, blacks, he just legalized the war on us. No coincidence, the CIA did this shit. Started private prisons, getting rich, ain't that about a bitch? Devour you, that's what power do. County jail, Bob Barker name on the shower shoes. The price is right, but if you ain't white, the price is your life. Reaganomics, trickle down, brutal economics. Pay less, but raise taxes. And they wonder why we slang.
Tear was written, but was never told. Never told.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Tear was written, but was never told.
As a kid, sold my toys to get that Sega cartridge. Yeah, I'd steal to make the profits. Many dreamed through gains and projects. I was born into Reaganomics, or Reagan's promise. Before Isaiah Thomas, this bird didn't pay him homage. Home was staying impoverished, hope was pumped in veins with carnage. The soulless remain in office, controlling the brain of toddlers. TV playing, displaying the slaying. What remains from choppers? There's less of the training. Doctors and piano playing authors. For days we stay in slumber, still pray to tainted altars. Kids trained to gain and conquer, same age, they paper numbers. When it rains, it thunders. False chiefs are deemed above us. Now it's Trump who operates the cranes and pulls the strings of puppets. It's
all Reaganomics. Never told. Never told.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Tear was written, but was never told.
It was a beautiful time. A lot of youth will climb the great heights in the middle by using the mind to make dough. Scientists and mathematicians, mad ambitious, with their pots, baggies, and dishes. New York City breakers, Boston and the Lakers. Wanna stop there? How far you wanna take this? I run with the makers till this day. Still feel gloom when I think of the dismay. I saw it through my own two eyes in the glass of the sky. Mad innocent souls was just passing by. As a result of Reaganomics, that's when I made the promise. The rap on the mic, you know what time it is.
Tear was written, but was never told.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Tear was written, but was never told.
Making money, smoking mics like. Making money, smoking mics like.
Like it's 06. Yeah, it's the new prop on my old shoe. Yeah. And I'm all about the money, I need more checks. Look into my eyes, all you see is ambition. No holding hands, just to put the plan with me. I've been ready since the youngin', these my sandbox wishes. They can't drop me like the pan hot.
Watch your whip.
Let everybody understand prop. But soon everybody gon' stand prop.
Be a fan.
Oh yeah, sweeter than a yam pot.
Sweet.
In a king size cone where a cram pot. Stuffing that mud and then I puff it. Never in a cuffin' or affection out in public. Only thing I'm loving in the morning is some coffee and a blueberry muffin. Then I'm getting to the duckers. Yeah. I'm so focused on the grind, I don't notice hate. I can show them how to motivate.
Yeah.
And we all about the hustle, turn 48.
Turn 48.
Yeah. I can show them how to gotta motivate.
When you're down to your last and your bills pass due. Got gas, but I need gas too. And they always wonder how I move, how I move. I just do what I do, motivate. Every day you don't wanna, it's the day that you gotta. Playing for a move smarter. An imposter want the whole enchilada. Dripping sauce on them like they sitting imposter. I'ma get it with my partners, not the mother. Swine to the end, and my brothers. Flow hotter than the oven. Can't touch a need of admittance. And I just want some help, I don't let them. Cause the only thing I'm focused on is money, not the bummy. Plenty nights I was down on my knees wishing for a better life, so I move my feet and get it. Dedicated for 1 year, you see the difference. And I'm promoting every day, you see me new. Swine to the end. Tell a friend to tell a friend. The grind don't stop until we get the men. I'm so focused on the grind, I don't notice hate. I can show them how to motivate. And we all about the hustle, turn 48. I can show them how to motivate.
When you're down to your last and your bills pass due.
Got gas, but I need gas too. And they always wonder how I move, how I move. I just do what I do, motivate.
All you see is ambition.
Motivate.
Just support the plan.
Motivate.
Look into my eyes. All you see is ambition.
Motivate.
And we are back. Live Free or Die Radio. Got Wyatt Prop with us.
Yerp.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Not a lot. Glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm in the building. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're welcome. So that was the first track off the new album, Motivate, off King's Language 2.
Number two. Yeah, man. Motivate, man. That's what we try to do all day, every day, man. So,
yeah, I was going to ask, do you write to motivate yourself, others, both? It's kind of a constant theme.
Yeah, I definitely do both. You know what I'm saying? As I speak to people and tell them, you know, the things that should be motivating them, I'm telling myself. So,
yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
That's what's up. And I got to ask about Yerp Nation, too.
Okay.
Because it's in the name, you know, constant shout-outs.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up with Yerp Nation?
So Yerp Nation is my brand, my imprint, you know, started up. It's been something that I've been grinding with for a while. But, I mean, let's say, about, like, 5 years ago is when we really started, like, trying to push it. And, Yerp Nation is, you know what I mean, just something that's really out here to try to, you know, let people know that you can push yourself, you can grind hard and make things happen. And Yerp stands for Young Urban Rebels Progressing. And, young is a state of mind, urban is our surroundings, rebels is against tradition, and progressing is what we all supposed to do. So it's kind of like just the mantra, you know, tell yourself to do that every day.
Yerp. I'm going to say it way more now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad I know
the acronym now.
Yeah.
And you guys have done last year, so you have other artists on that with you as well, though, right?
So, yeah. Right now, we're just a push of me, but I've been working with a lot of artists that are a part of the brand, you know, like partners and brothers, you know. Shout out Joseph James, work with Lotus Taylor, quite a few people out here, so. Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, and you used to, last year, Tay and Tia went to the Avalanche.
Okay.
And they had a blast, which was cool because you put on a ton of artists that we didn't know about going into it. And then they were hitting me up. I couldn't make it all night. They were posting stories instead of like, dude's going in. Yo, I didn't even know this guy was out here. So,
yeah. Well, with the Avalanche, too, that was another move where it was kind of like the motivate both thing, you know, trying to do something for myself, but also do something for others. So, you know, one thing I'm kind of passionate about is creating your platform, you know, especially, you know, while you're out here trying to do it, why not do it yourself, you know, have the DIY mentality. So it was an opportunity to throw a show, put myself out there and show people what I can do, but also give that same platform for a few of my people who I know are working hard and doing their thing. So
worked out real well.
Yeah.
What fires like your ambition? I'm curious. In the Motivate song, there's like, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of, there seems like adversity, but you're just like, screw it, like I'm still doing this.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I'm born and raised, grew up in Dorchester, you know, single parent home, struggled through plenty of adversity, you know, and, you know, one thing I've always found in music was it was kind of like a release, you know, like an outlet from all of the problems, whatever I've been going through, and just a way to be creative. So, you know, in a song like Motivate, you know, I just think of that back adversity, you know, just things that may have held me back or might hold other people back, just thinking in perspective of creating music. And, you know, you put that into music, you put that into bars, and that creates songs like Motivate, you know. Yeah.
What kind of adversities do you feel that you face as a DIY artist? Like, what are your what have been some of your biggest challenges as far as being like independent?
Well, you know, well, there's a number of things, of course, but you know, one thing is kind of like the, you know, like, let's just say the popular stigma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people like what's already popping and popular, so sometimes they're not willing to take a chance on something they've never heard of or that's not new.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not in everybody's ear. So I would say for every do-it-yourself artist, that's always probably the number one thing, is just knowing that there's someone else doing what you're doing that's maybe a little further up the ladder, but you're trying to get eyes on what you're doing so that you can get up the ladder as well. But yeah, you know, it's Boston. So outside of that, you know, sometimes there's politics that comes into certain things. But excuse me. But outside of that, you know, just grinding, trying to put it through, you know, put yourself through, you know, you'll make it over it. So
how do you plan on doing that? Like, there's so many different artists right now, and there's many that feel the same sentiment as you. So, like, what do you think is your niche or, like, your complete plan to, like, really push through and break through? Like, what is that for you?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that, you know, a lot of people love the artistry aspect of it, right? Like, we all like making music and going to the studio and recording and, you know, throwing your stuff up on whatever platform.
Mm-hmm.
But a big thing to getting yourself out there is networking, meeting people, going to events, shaking hands, passing out business cards, you know, all of those things help to grow yourself and your brand and help people to get to know who you are. So, I mean, even just like meeting Sam, you know, that's how I got here, you know, and it's the same for every opportunity that comes, you know, it's just really about getting yourself out there, you know, putting in the footwork, the groundwork, and shaking hands.
Have you found that easy for yourself, like, to just go out there and network? Is that even in your personality to just be really, really social, or do you find challenges within that?
Well, I mean, for me, yeah, like, I mean, I feel like I'm a fairly social person. Like, I don't mind talking to people, so that's fairly easy for me. But in general, let's say word of advice for someone else, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you might have to step outside of that comfort zone to get to where you want to be. But when I say networking, I mean, you know, it's not just, you know, in your local market. I mean, like, you know, depending on how far you want to get up this ladder, like, you got to get out here. So you got to travel, you got to meet people, you got to go to big festivals, certain events, you know, and try to bump into people. And that's how you get rolling. So, but stay creative always. So I would say, you know, do the music. Always, always, always stay creative, but keep a business mentality as well. So,
yeah, and shout out to the other motivator, Mr. Mark Maron.
Yeah, shout out to Mark. shout out Mark. Fun fact, we went to high school together. So
yeah,
man. You know, mm-hmm. It's that's definitely cool people. Shout out Mark Maron.
That's what's up. I learned that from him too. He was
legend.
If you weren't popping up at the events, like, why should you get a look if you can't pop up and, like, be a part of things?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's something he told me too.
And there's other events that, like, we kind of are involved with around here where I know the people running them, they have people constantly trying to get involved, but then we're talking, it's like, this person hits DMs me 7 times a week. I've never seen them at a single thing. Like, do you actually think it's a dope event? Like, would you come through? Like, what's happening? So,
exactly.
Like, the FaceTime really matters, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. FaceTime matters, and we ain't talking about the iPhone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have an Android. You can't even get me there. So.
And not talking to a DJ. at a spot where he's spinning, trying to yell over his ear, like, nah, you know.
But that's where like a business card comes in. Sometimes you just walk up, like, boom, just leave it there. Yeah. Walk away, you know, like, hey. As a matter of fact, with a drink, maybe.
That'll work.
That's smart.
Drink in my business card.
Gotta get creative with it, too.
It's a little umbrella.
Yeah.
Just stab it onto the...
That's a force. Yeah.
But, you know, even with that, you know, consistency and persistency is key, too. Like, you know, that handing out business card thing, man, you know, like, I remember handing out business cards to one specific person like 10, 11, 12 times, different times. Until they finally was like, oh, yeah, I know. I remember this person. Oh, yeah, I know who you are. And like, oh, yeah, I already got one. You're like, okay, cool. Just want to make sure you know who I am and make sure you follow me and hit me, you know, on social media or whatever it is. But, yeah, stay persistent, man, especially if you know who you or who you feel like you need to network with. Like, if you got specific names or people, like, stay persistent, but do it the right way. Don't be a nag, but do it the right way. So,
yeah. Word. Alex had one question before we play this next record. He was listening to the album.
Okay.
I was. Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. What'd you think? I liked it a lot. Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Some fire. There's some fire on there. All
right.
I was wondering about the rotisserie track. And the, okay. I like the metaphor, the hook, just even cooking.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Like, I was wondering about what is your, like, what is the motivation to that song? What is, like, why did you feel the need to, like, you know, call out some subliminal people that we don't know of? Or
well, all right, so it wasn't necessarily calling nobody out, and that song right there is actually big shout out to my team for that, because I mean, just that metaphor alone, like, you know, we be like rotisserie, you know what I mean, like, you know, that's slow cooking, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta slow cook it and make sure it comes out evenly and it's nice and right. So, you know, we came up with that little slang about certain things and just, you know what I mean? Basically, that's us taking our time with things until it's to perfection. So, you know, a song like that is just kind of letting people know, like, take your time with it. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody in the way, you know, you gotta... I'll slow cook them, you know what I mean? It don't matter, like, you know, but we're going to get to where we got to go no matter what, you know what I mean? Not everything needs to be microwaved, you know what I mean? You can put it on the rotisserie, and it's nice and brown.
And cool. On another layer, that song first dropped 2 years ago.
It did.
And then 2 years later, it still makes the mixtape, and it still gets a response. So
actually, that's funny because, you know, even when I dropped it 2 years ago, I just put it up as a single. And it was really just one of those songs that... I liked it clearly because I made the song, but I didn't think people would understand it, like, you know, or even appreciate it, just because it's like one of those slow beats, you know, it's a little off, just the way I was rapping to it too. So, and it's actually a song that a lot of people actually tapped me on the shoulder about, like, rotisserie, that song, I'm like, man. But there's another reason, to the creatives in artistry, like, you make a song, whether you like it or not, you might need to just put it out there and allow people to take it in and see what they like about it. So, nah, I appreciate that, bro.
Of course.
Where, before we get into this next one, where can people find you on social?
Oh, yeah. Find me at YN_PROP on everything. YN_PROP. I'm on everything.
Yes.
IG, Facebook, Twitter, IG. All those.
Word. This next one... I'm excited to talk about this one. This one is Open Arms. It's off King's Language 2, out now. Tune into Live Free or Die Radio.
Trying to change up the weather. Feels like I've been grinding forever. For better or worse, I'm still me. Riding headless on a horse, but somehow I still see. Visions of my goals in the distance, I'm gon' get them. Intuitions of my friends turn to foes, so I'm gon' miss them. Dealing with my mama's addiction.
Dixie, no realer. All I wanted was ATV, no four-wheelers. Just so I can watch cartoons like most children. But this the way that God sees fit, so I go with it. But it's crazy when he see these fine women with some lames, or how he scrambling. He coming up in the game, I'm just saying. It's a shame you end up staying the same. The world don't notice the differences when you change. Damn. But I'ma keep it real though. I'm trying to open my heart so I can feel more. Cause I've been cold too long. I wanna embrace the love with open arms. Ooh, and I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm trying to see things different. When my heart wants to open up, but my mind won't listen, so I'm distant.
Yeah, so I ain't a stranger to them hard times, nah, or them cold nights. The good life was a far cry.
Far cry.
Sometimes I shed a tear cause I believe it. With this bullshit all around me, like, how can I achieve it? I see these gleaming, I'm pleading on my knees to Jesus. Sometimes I feel I'm reaching my prayers, hope he received them. Fighting all my demons while I'm trying to stay in sequence. Focus on reality cause dreams can be misleading. But nah, this rap and my passion, gotta make it happen. I'm guilty of some slacking, I'm back and it's time for action. I remember back when my talents could've took me traveling, but then I met the challenge of life and finding this balance. And then I learned, ain't nobody with you, you're alone. So boy, you gotta get it on your own. Stay up in your zone, stay down till you on your come up. Keep grinding, keep stacking them coins till you get your one up. Prop.
Cause I've been cold too long. I wanna embrace the love. I'm trying to see things different. When my heart wants to open up, but my mind won't listen, so I'm distant, so I know.
I'm a screamer.
Oh, wow.
LFOD Radio, we are back. YM Prop.
Yo.
Trying to open your heart so you can feel more. How's that going?
It's an interesting road. It's an interesting road, but being more conscious of it, you know, it's working.
Dude,
it's working a little bit.
That was my 18. It's rough, man.
Yeah.
When you start acknowledging feelings.
Exactly.
You're 18. What do you mean?
Last year. 2018.
Oh, I got you.
Were you here when we did the New Year's one and I went on a whole speech about this?
Nah, he was.
He doesn't listen.
He was the only one who was here because I sent mine in over.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Anyway, how was that? How is it going? You found it more difficult than you thought? Easier?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a process. I'll tell you that much. You know, I don't know, man. I mean... You know, a song like that actually came from, you know, just mentioning, like, going through adversity and stuff like that. And I don't know, I just got to a conscious point in my life where I was just like, well, I mean, dang, I've been through all these problems and the negatives. Let me try approaching things from a positive and be happy, even though, you know, of course, it, you know, problems, you know, everybody deals with problems. Everybody's got issues, but, you know, try to approach it differently, so. Yeah.
That mindset.
Yeah,
positivity is
exactly,
so key.
Exactly.
So you mentioned also in the song, you know, dealing with your mother's addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Was that kind of what started you down the path of avoiding?
Well,
opening up or?
Oh, I mean, you know, that piece of adversity in my life, you know, a number of, you know, along with a number of other things, you know, I would say shelled up emotions and feelings and you know, and that would be the story for a number of, you know, black men in urban communities, you know, going through just problems and issues, you know, I mean, stemming from the home, right? That's like the first place before, you know, the whole expression of stepping off the porch, you know? So, you know, we all go through issues and problems, and I know that that makes a lot of people closed off, you know, but you know, sometimes, and one thing that I'm learning in life is that, you know, when you're closed off, you're blocking You're blocking blessings, you're blocking good energy, you're blocking people who may want to be there to help you. And so when you open up, you know, you're able to receive those things. So it's a process, though. It's a process, though.
Absolutely. I think it can be, like, magnified. Do you feel like it was magnified maybe because you've got a creative mind and have an imagination? You also said, you know, you try to focus on reality because dreams can be misleading, you know, and you talk a lot about balancing.
Because, I mean, that's what life is about. It's about finding balance, you know. You can't gluttonize. You can't have too much of something, you know, like, and, of course, with the good comes the bad, you know. But I feel like if you hold yourself at a very even place, you know, you'll be able to manage it all. So, you know. Like I said, like expecting, like knowing that bad comes. Like, so when it does come, you know, it's not like, okay, oh my God, panic, you know. You just deal with it accordingly and you move forward. And I think those are things that help, you know, people stay grounded. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's important.
Dude, I'm hearing you loud and clear right now.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah. I've been trying to find balance lately, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that and a lot of our rec legal things that we have going on out here, and, you know, will help you find some balance. So, you know, yeah.
I'll keep going. I have a lot of questions about this song.
Oh, shoot, Sam. Let's go.
So, no, I want to give someone else a chance.
All right.
No, go.
No. I have some for later.
Okay. How hard is it to be super vulnerable for you? Like you said, you're a social person. And I know that there's like a difference between being a social person, but also being a very vulnerable social person.
Yeah.
So with talking about addiction and talking about your mom's experience,
mm-hmm.
like what made you want to put that in the forefront?
Well, me and my mother had a special conversation about, you know, those things. So, you know, being in a place of healing, you know, being able to talk about spaces that we were in and being able to open up about them through my creative outlet, through music, you know, and is what, you know, allows that to happen. You know, I don't think if I was, you know, in a place with my mom where we were okay, like about our past, you know, and knowing what we're doing about moving forward and everything, you know, then, you know, I probably wouldn't have opened up about something like that. But, yeah, you know, once you get to places of healing and things like that, you learn to express them and talk about them. So, yeah. And also putting that on in the music is letting people know, like, you know, I've been through those experiences as well. So, you know, I can understand what people may go through if they're sharing similarities. So, yeah.
What did she think about the track when she heard it?
She actually likes all of my music. She loves it. You know, there's a couple of songs I actually have, about my mom. So, this is more of a recent one, but, I got some older ones on like different old SoundClouds that y'all don't really know, that y'all don't know about yet, but you know, I'll put y'all on. But, yeah, so. Yeah, but she likes my music. She thinks she wants me to go hard with it. So that's why I'm here, trying to put people on, you know.
Appreciate you answering that.
Of course.
Yeah. So the final question I had about this, because I heard this record.
Yeah.
And then I heard the rest of the album, and it made me wonder, what would you do if money wasn't a concern for you? Do you, like, what would you do? Because it seems like something that's on your mind quite a bit, but you have other things to think about as well. Mm. Like, what would your world be like if you didn't have to worry about money?
Wow. Well, as I've, in this space and time and mentality now, because, you know, like if you probably asked me this like 10 years ago, I'd probably say a whole different, completely different answer. Mm-hmm. But if money was not an issue for me, I would be building a whole lot of intergenerational stuff, man. You know, mainly because it wouldn't be about me. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand where, you know, my place in time, so to speak. So I'd be thinking about the future. And So with that being said, I mean, you know, of course, investing in businesses, real estate, you know, all of those things, being able to be free about creativity. So, you know, not having to worry about studio or beats and stuff like that. Like, you know, I think the creative level would be maybe 10 times more. So,
which is the flip side of it. What do you think? Do you think your music would sound different?
Of course. Of course. It would sound ridiculous. Like, just because, you know, I personally feel like I think I have a good ear for, like, you know, for sound, you know, and I know maybe even just interesting pieces to put together. And I think if I had the freedom of, like, you know, finances or spaces and stuff like that, you know, I'd have some interesting people together and we'd make some really dope stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, I love, so for instance, like, I love hip hop. Like, I really do. But if you, like, went through my phone and saw, like, my music playlist and stuff that I listened to, you'd be like, the hell? Like, he listens to Queen? Yeah, I love Queen. Like, Queen makes some dope music. You know, I love, you know, the electro pop, like Alina Baraz and Gala Mateus. Like, I love that music. Like, you know, and that stuff puts me in moods that helps me to write music. So, yeah, I listen to everything, man. So
that made me smile.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
I listen to everything. And Frankie, you know, Beverly, I'll go through a whole list of old school music, you know, that I'm listening to. And yeah.
You should never judge a book by its cover anyway. But most people think that rappers listen to solely hip hop, and it's definitely not the case.
I mean, I definitely listen to the new music. You know, it's cool. It's dope. I definitely, but like, for instance, when I'm in like a creative zone, I don't listen to anything. Like, I just listen to myself. Like, you know, I'll go back, listen to old music. You know, it's a real creative process for me, like, as an artist, you know. So,
that being said, we can get back to this money.
Okay. This money.
Do you want to play the Weeknd or Money Mantra?
Well, since we just talked about the money, I mean,
they're both about it.
They are. They are, right? Well,
we're not at the weekend yet.
It's not at the weekend yet. We just passed
Tuesday.
The weekend.
It's
so,
Tuesday. Yeah.
You know what? We'll reminisce on the weekend. So why don't we just go with the weekend? How about that?
Oh, all right. Cool. He flipped it on us.
Yeah, he did.
We'll reminisce on the weekend.
Definitely did.
Yes. Go to the weekend. So, all right. Yeah, yeah. We'll be back.
We'll pick it up a little bit.
We'll be back with more Live Prop weekend after this. And if you do hear this and then you need money motivation tomorrow, then you put on the mantra.
Exactly.
And you get it.
Exactly.
Live free or die.
Live free.
Apollo Beats.
Yeah, man. Been grinding hard all week. It's time to have some fun.
I wake up in the morning and I'm feeling grand.
Yeah.
It's the weekend, I ain't got no plans.
Ain't got no plans.
Y'all can ride your wave, I'm on my avalanche. Grab a mirror, tell myself that I'm the man.
I'm the man.
I'm just trying to run it to 100 bands. I just want to stun, I don't give a damn. I feel like every day I blow 100 grams.
100 grams.
And my pot is sticky, I don't spray the Pam. Oh no, cause I've been getting to it, no denying. I've been grinding, yeah, stack up for a rollie. Cause it's all about the timing, yeah. She dig the way I'm shining, she ain't mining for a diamond, no. Drop my name with Simon, cause she do it. You know we stay flying the latest. That's why we be buying that bitch. Baby blue flash in my Asics. You just want test on my Asics to show you I'm nothing to play with. Yeah,
homie,
yeah.
Known as hustle all the time. 7 days a week and money's on my mind. We know every Monday that it's right back to the grind. But at least we get a couple days to sit back and unwind.
So shout out to the Pelican.
Time to prove it to him. I'm a winner, I can't see myself losing to him. Cause a check is vital like a physical. So if you ain't getting to it, then it's pitiful. I'm all about a dollar and my
money.
Blowing dope and smoking on medicinal. Coming at him in 1080, that's a visual. So I know my haters see me clear, crystal view. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Cause I've been getting to it, no denying. I've been grinding, yeah. Stack up for a rollie, cause it's all about the timing, yeah. She dig the way I'm shining.
shining. She ain't mining for a diamond, no. Drop my name with Simon, cause she do it, I'm implying.
She know the deal, she know we trail. I ain't gon' lie to my lady. You know we stay flying the latest. That's why we be buying that bitch. Baby blue fresh in my Asics. You won't test, I'm an ace it. To show you I'm nothing to play with. Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah. Known as hustle all the time. 7 days a week, and yeah, money's on my mind. We know every Monday that it's right back to the grind. But at least we get a couple days to sit back and unwind.
So shout out to the weekend. Shout out to the
We're back, Live Free or Die Radio. You got Y and Prof in the building, aka yeah. Ball, no headphones. Amanda.
No headphones. Hey. Gang, gang.
Yo, so Tia's not here. So I get to ask the question tonight.
Oh.
What does Live Free or Die mean to you?
What does Live Free or Die mean to me? Yeah, live financially free or die, man. You gotta get to it, you know. So that's what that would mean for me. You know, it's about, you know, securing yourself, you know, smartening up, and so that you're financially stable, so that you can live. Because if you ain't living, you dead anyways, right?
Yeah, it always comes back to that.
So. Yeah, that's what that would mean to me. So, you know, live free or die, if I was to put that into something, that would be financially free.
Okay.
So you work hard for it. You got to get to it.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's very American of you.
Yeah, you know, that patriotic American spirit. Yeah.
All about the money.
All about the money. Right, right. But, you know. You know, I think just definitely though. I mean, in general, a lot of, you know, people we think about ourselves and what we want in life, you know, and the material things and all of that. And I just think that I've gotten to a place where, you know, I mean, I can appreciate some material things. You know, of course, I'm human. Like I like nice stuff. It's all right. It's cool. It's cool. But you
nice
know,
nice watch.
Thanks.
Run it.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. J. Cole.
No, I know. I was about to say. I know the song. It immediately came in my head too. But you know, with that, like, you know, just knowing, like, you know, it's beyond us. You know, like, you know, making sure, like, and I don't even have kids, but you know, your kids' kids. You know, making sure they're good. So yeah, that's where my mentality's at right now.
Word. Yo, did we miss anything that you wanted to talk about?
Any upcoming shows or projects that we can anticipate?
Right now, the project to talk about right now is just the King's Language 2. It's actually, so right now it's on all streaming platforms. It is available. I made it released specifically for today because I know I'd be on the radio with you guys. So
okay.
So word. Specifically tonight,
strategic.
Today.
It is
live on all social media. Streaming platforms, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, you know, all of that. I even checked Amazon Prime. It was on there today. So, word. You know, if you listen to music on Amazon Prime.
Alexa,
get it.
Play King's Language.
Yes, there you go. So all of you Alexa users, go ahead and speak that.
That's dope.
Yeah.
You got a show at the Middle East in March, right?
Not this March.
Not this March?
So I did one.
Oh, you did one? Okay.
But right now, year. We're... Yeah.
I should have checked the year what is on it. I just saw, like, yo, March 18th or something. Like,
yeah.
I was ready to put it
on. But we're working on,
I'm
going to
take a closer look at the numbers next time.
But we're working on doing, of course, more Avalanche stuff this year. I'm actually creating new music right now. Getting ready to put, you know, I want to put something out for the summer, so get something together. But, you know, we're going to focus on this. The Motivate music video is out on YouTube. We're going to be shooting some more videos for this project. You know, doing the networking, bouncing around, letting people know about the work. King's Language One's out too, so yeah, man. Go check me out. I got some music. I'm hot.
YN Prop.
And at YN underscore prop on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of upcoming shows, we got to let people know. I don't think people know how thorough our calendar is, but if you go to lfodradio.com/calendar, we got all the shows we know about. You can filter it by state and everything. Or if you just follow us at LFOD Life, we're always posting flyers. If you're a promoter, tag them. As far as upcoming shows this week, January 2019, Alex...
I walked into that one.
Yo, first of all, I should say we did the recap earlier, and I was at Dorchester Art Project on Saturday. I didn't even talk about it, but Najee, Janie, Sean Wire, Milksaw Benedict held it down.
You was at the show?
Yeah, of course.
Lit.
It was dope. But this Wednesday, we got Ed Balloon, Oompa, Billy Dean Thomas over at Great Scott. We got the wrap-up at Maggie's Lounge the next night. Friday night, we got Mick Jenkins and Kerry Foe in the Middle East. Black Market has posted up with John Skeet, G Weeks, Milkshot Benedict, Tayshaun Taylor, Capella, Clark D,
yes.
Traovelli, the Black Cotton
Shout
Club.
Out Tayshaun. Shout out Tayshaun.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Always shout out Tayshaun.
Cool killing kid. The game. Cool kid.
Black Cotton Club has their pajama party at the Mad Music Mill on Friday night. Get to party in your pajamas. Friday, there's a lot going on. It's going to be a tough night if you're trying to pick one thing. And then... Sunday night, Rap Night Manchester, of course, every Sunday night. Freestyles, live ciphers, and everything that's up at the Shaskeen. And they also have Homie Juan Kenobi and Crystal Tui, an R&B artist up there. So, you know, Homie Juan's dope. He freestyles like crazy. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to that show tomorrow night, though.
Yeah.
Ed Balloon and Oompa and Billy Dean. Yeah.
Maybe I'll see you there.
Are you going?
I actually... Priscilla put me on to Ed Balloon like a year, like a long, I think we were at the last BMAs or something. And she's like, do you know this dude? And she's like, you need to know about this guy. And I still haven't seen him live.
Amazing.
But since then, I've only heard more and more. So I will be there. I'm finally checking him out.
Yes.
I'm like 2 years late, but it seems like the city's just as late. So.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That residency over there is amazing. So.
Yeah, it's the last one. Last chance to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But and this will be up tomorrow on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon as well, Google Play Podcast, anywhere, LFOD Radio. You can subscribe right now and you'll get it immediately, or you can wait for me to post the link at LFOD Radio on everything, _ on Twitter. If you haven't checked out our YouTube, we got a lot going on there now. And if you are an artist, please send us your clean records. We have no guests next week. Submissions at LFOD Radio.
Get them edits. Get them edits.
.com. We're going to go do an extra bars with you after this. You ready for that?
Oh, okay.
You got some bars, though?
We just
want to make sure
you're
ready.
This is why I like that we have the camera
now.
Bars.
We're ready.
Yeah. We
ready.
Man,
that was a look from Soulja Boy. Like,
I so wish
legit.
Radio could pick
bars.
Us.
Bars?
Facial
expressions.
What?
I got a little song.
I'm just messing with you. I just want to keep you on your toes over here.
Got to.
Yo, I think they know now not to come up here without them.
Extra bars?
That's how this started.
Does it need to be? So let's clarify that on the air now. Do they need to be like off top, or do they need? Could it be something pre-written?
It's mostly pre-written.
So I'm thinking people are confusing it with like. Like a cipher, like essentially.
Nah, these are extra bars. You know, MCs always have something, you know, that they've been working on.
I mean.
And it's just a way to get them off, you know. The only thing is we prefer not to have stuff that's off songs that are already out. Although sometimes people have done like remixed versions of them, like slowed it down or maybe... Yeah. Switch it up, like, oh, you didn't hear this.
Or combine two verses from two other different songs, but put them in one.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that was clear. Because
some people...
I have been asked.
So yeah, you can go off... It's one of those things where some dudes only go off the top. Like, Esty, no matter how many times we would ask him, I don't think we could get him to write something. He would just rather, you know, go. And
that's
it's fine. Because
cool.
That's... You know, Seti Dog, you know?
I know. Shout out to Seti. I haven't seen him.
Yeah, shout out to Seti one time. But this all started because Dukeron came up here last year.
Shout out Duke Aran.
You know Duke?
Duke Aran, yeah, for your mind.
For your mind. So he came up here and the interview ended and he was like kind of angry. He was like, yo, you didn't ask me to rap. You didn't ask me to rap. And I was like, oh yeah, was I supposed to? He's like, man, we're on LFOD. You didn't ask me to rap? I was like, oh, okay. So then we went in the hallway and we did it and it was unedited and then you can curse and stuff. And I'm like, well, we have a new segment now. This is Extra Bars, you
there
know,
it goes.
Afterwards. So
shout out, Duke.
The birth story.
That's how it started. Yeah. I just turned my phone sideways and started filming. And
that's how it's done.
Because we used to have people rap whenever they're on here.
Yeah.
But then a lot of people didn't want to do it. So we kind of stopped doing it.
Yeah. On air is a little daunting, though. It's a little different than when you're...
Sharpen that steel.
Yeah.
Hey.
But you also can't swear on air, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So that was like...
That could be tricky.
That was tripping people
That's
up.
That's another challenge.
So, but, you know, we've made it challenging in a new way. Now you got to hold the entertainment a cappella, which is, you know, you got to have that command. So we have time to play one on the outro. I guess we're going to do Money Mantra, right?
Round
Y'all
it
got
off.
It anyway.
Yeah. Money Mantra, Money Mantra.
Money Mantra.
Speak it into existence, man. Talk it, talk it, talk it. That's what you got to do, man. So that's what this song's all about.
Yeah.
Try and get it. Yeah.
Yeah. YN Prop, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. Go check out the King's Language 2. You know, go follow me on all social media. LFOD Radio. Yerp, yerp.
Yerp, yerp.
Yerp.
Right.
Say it one more time. Young Urban
Rebels Progressing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yo, we'll be back next week. Yo, thank you, Amanda, Alex.
Thank you.
Shout Thomas. You're going to have
Always
a fun
pleasure.
Time editing this. And yeah, Money Mantra. Live free or die.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my go hard for ours. Hope you do the same. All my hitters getting paid. All my hitters getting money. Yeah, we grinding trying to get this cake. So wait.